Well, welcome everyone to our near the end of our series of Alphabetics of Health. Today we're doing X, and instead of something that actually starts with an X, we're doing eczema, which sounds like the letter X, so we stretched it a little bit, but that works. And I think because eczema is also a very common problem that people have, I thought that this would be very helpful for dealing with that problem. So, with eczema and other types of skin conditions, we need to think about what the organ of the skin is all about. The skin is actually the largest organ of the body, and it covers more square feet than any other organ. It covers 20 square feet if you stretched your skin out. That's for an average-sized person. And it's your protective covering. Now, eczema is a condition of the skin that affects people of all ages. And that Greek word eczema actually comes from, in the Greek, means boiling over. And so this is a disease of chronic inflammation of the skin. And the sense that we get with that meaning of boiling over is that it's toxins that are just trying to be released by the body, and the body just has so many toxins that it just can't get rid of them in all the normal channels, so it starts pushing them out through the skin. In eczema, the skin is repeatedly irritated and inflamed, and it causes the upper layer of the skin, which is called the epidermis, to thicken, and as cells multiply and are growing rapidly, this creates kind of a scaly effect on the surface of the skin. Then the oil glands become obstructed with the scaliness, and the skin becomes dry. And the scaly skin inhibits elimination through that part of the skin, and the toxins become trapped underneath that layer of skin, underneath the epidermis. This causes the itching. And then as a person starts to scratch, the upper part of the dermis, the skin develops a broken and cracked kind of appearance to it. Now, there's several thoughts about what actually causes eczema. And one thought that Stephen Horn has written about is that eczema is caused by the body being hypersensitive to certain irritants. This could be something very similar to allergic asthma or hay fever or even food allergies. In all of these different conditions, the irritants are creating the inflammation on the surface tissues, not just of the skin, but in the intestinal tract, in the respiratory tract, and therefore that's why the body is trying to get rid of these irritants. These conditions are actually caused by a really healthy immune system, and it's just overburdened with toxins, as I said before, and trying to get rid of them. This can explain why so many children are prone to get eczema. Almost 30% of newborn babies will develop some type of eczema, and it affects about 1 in 8 young children. Usually on young children, it's on the scalp or the cheeks, but it can spread all over to other parts of the body, making them very itchy and miserable. Although 75% of young children will outgrow this condition by the time they're teenagers, we wonder if maybe their immune system isn't just kind of depressed and has just learned to cope with it. Sometimes adults who had eczema as children will remain prone to very dry skin in later years and occasional flare-ups with skin inflammation. So in traditional herbal medicine, which I am a traditional herbalist, the solution is not to suppress the immune response, but to try to reduce the exposure to irritating substances and improve the body's eliminative capabilities. So that means we need to look at, you know, how well is the colon working, how well is the kidney working, and is the person drinking plenty of purified water, and how well are the lungs working? That's your other eliminative channel. So if somebody already has issues with those other organs and channels, then, you know, that will make the skin irritation that much worse. Now, I just want to explain very, very briefly about our pH on our skin. We have an acid mantle with a pH on our skin between 4.2 and 5.6. And this mantle is a combination of different oils that are secreted by the oil glands and from perspiration secreted by our sweat glands. And these secretions form a barrier that actually protects the skin and makes it less vulnerable to environmental factors like sun and wind and other factors. And also it inhibits the growth of microorganisms like bacteria and fungus and helps our skin to stay moist. But when this acid mantle is removed and the pH of the skin becomes more alkaline, the skin is much more easily damaged and it can become irritated. So acne, eczema, and other problems can develop as a result of that pH breaking down. Now, what might cause that pH to change? And the most obvious thing would be the soap that you wash yourself with. So if you're using a very highly alkaline soap and removing that acid mantle and removing those protective lipids on your skin is going to become dry and it will increase your risk of skin infections and diseases. So I recommend that you get a very, very mild type of cleaner for your skin. Nature Sunshine Concentrate is one that is a very natural soap and can help maintain the natural pH of your skin. And you can bathe in it, and you can also use it as your laundry soap. So you may be using a laundry soap that could be very alkaline and could be irritating to your skin. And as you're putting your clothes on, you're receiving that irritation on your skin. So it's also wise to limit your contact with anything that would irritate the skin, like other cleansers and detergents, aftershave lotions, other soaps, gasoline, turpentine, and other types of solvents. And then also wear gloves when you're working with any kind of irritant like that that could possibly affect your skin. Eczema can also flare up when you're under stress. And stress, as we know, is a very big factor in any condition going on. But learning to cope with stress is a wonderful way to help with eczema as well. In fact, Judith Cobb has said that many sources indicate that eczema has a base cause of stressed adrenals, and that a lot of the itching and irritation of eczema can be caused by weak adrenals that are not secreting enough cortisone, enough of our natural cortisone from the adrenal gland. And so because of that, some of the other symptoms of eczema can include craving sugar or salt, being irritable, having insomnia, or fatigue. So working on the adrenal gland is a big factor as well. Now, our diet, too, is very, very important with eczema. Skin problems can begin with a very inefficient food source. So the kind of nutrients that we want for eczema would include calcium, magnesium, about 500 milligrams of magnesium a day, B-complex, including B6 and pantothenic acid, PABA, which is usually part of a B-complex, and biotin. Those are all parts of Nature Sunshine's Nutricom or B-complex. Both of those products have all of those in it. And also vitamin C is very important. That helps to feed the adrenal glands, and it's also rich in bioflavonoids if you have a good source of vitamin C. And about 5,000 milligrams a day is recommended for people with eczema. Vitamin A and zinc is very good for skin elasticity and also your essential fatty acids. That's one of the number one things because, as I said, your skin needs to secrete a lot of oil to keep that skin mantle in the right place. So the oils that you want to use are the omega-3 EPA oils, and also evening primrose oil would be good. Super GLA is a product that contains black currant oil and evening primrose oil and borage oil all together. And flaxseed oil would be another good addition. So I haven't read about krill oil, but I'm assuming that that would also be a very good oil to use as well. So anything that is a really good omega-3 oil would be very helpful. usually people with eczema are deficient in essential fatty acids, hence your fat-soluble vitamins. So you could eat more of those in your diet too, like having avocados. Nuts are very good. Using olive oil in your salad dressing. Those are good fats that really help. And then also you want to make sure that you're breaking down those fats really well. So using proactazyme or high lipase, if you have more of an issue breaking down fats, then that will ensure that those things are going to get broken down and get into your digestive tract. Now, as far as reducing the inflammation, a lot of times doctors will give people corticosteroid drugs, which mimic the anti-inflammatory action of the adrenal glands, but people can also do something much more natural. You can use licorice root, which helps to feed the adrenal glands. Yucca is also good, has a cortisol-like action, and adrenal support would be excellent. And Energy V, which is another herbal combination that helps to support the adrenal glands, would also be beneficial. You could use Nature's Fresh to spray on top, topically on your skin, and that would be helpful too. Yellow dock is also another herb that is very effective to help with the itching. You need to use quite a bit of that. About 12 a day is recommended on the treasure chest cards that we have from Joan Vandegrift. And Oregon grape is another herb that is very good to help clean the skin. Because with eczema, as I said, the body is trying to get rid of toxins. And so the more we can purify the blood and help it to get rid of those toxins, the better off we'll be. So Oregon grape, doing a dropperful three times a day is good. And again, we want to remember to clean the bowel, make sure that there's good elimination, 2 to 3 eliminations a day, and eliminating as many acids as you can from the diet. That would be acids like red meat, caffeine. Somebody drinks a lot of coffee, that will definitely exacerbate the problem. And eliminating sugar, which is a huge acid producer in the body. And eliminating dairy and even acid fruits for a while, just to try to get control over the whole situation. There's a product that's actually on back order right now called Ultimate Green Zone that would be a great supplement to take too, because that has so many minerals in it and greens to help alkalize the body. So using a green supplement is very good. And that's about all I have for right now because we are running out of time. But I just want to open it up to questions and see if anyone has any other questions about this. So I just unmuted you. You will still have to press *6 if you want to ask a question. Are there any questions at this time? Well, I guess everything got covered. So if you do have any questions in the future, you can call me, Jerry Tribble, or Sherry Jakes, Morgan Jenkins, or Joan Kasich, and we would be happy to help you. Until then, we will have our last two Alphabetics of Health next week on the 13th and the 15th, and that will be our last two letters of the alphabet. Y and Z. So tune in on Tuesday at 6:30 to hear those and next Thursday at 12 o'clock. Thanks an awful lot for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.